July 6, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to study from the Psalm 66 to the chief musician, a song, a psalm. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing towards the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land, and they went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. We have to understand that the church, the world, and everything is all ruled by God. Most of the people see the nation is reigned by the politician of that time, be it Japan or the US or Russia, but we have to know that it is really God who reigns among the people. So things happen in this world, happen all under the rulership of God. Some say the good things are from God and bad things are not from God, but that is wrong. You need to understand that all things come from God. And the verse 7 says, he rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. So that is what God does, and he deals with them accordingly. The police do the similar jobs here in our society, that they observe suspicious people and lock them up when they do something bad, since God observes and sees everything. When a nation goes through some trouble, I believe that the nation is rightly receiving what is due. As for the nation of Japan, the neighboring nation used to say that this is the nation of God. And despite of its size, we won many battles. For example, a grandson of Genghis Khan tried to conquer Japan in the year 1274 and 1281. The Mongolians were expanding its power not only in Asia, but throughout Europe. But because of what we call kamikaze, the divine wind, two attempts to invade Japan failed, and they resulted in massive shipwreck. And I think this was the help of God, and Japan's victory was because of righteous deeds of the nation at that time. But in the World War II, when Japan lost the war to the United States and even had atomic bombs dropped to the nation, I think this is because of the sins of our nation, sins including persecutions of Christians in the Edo period and the like. We may not experience the consequence of our sins on the next day. It might take some time for us to reap what we sow, but there is always time to reap for any sins that we have committed because God is always observing. In that sense, there is justice in this world. From verse 8 to 12, O bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net, and you laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out of rich fulfillment. These are not so pleasant verses, for he's saying that he tests us. But in the end, he brings us out to reach fulfillment. So our heart and our deeds are always being tested and tried. This I want you to remember. When the gold and silver, silvers are refined, the heat burns up all the impurities. But the real gold and silver remain. That kind of refinement happens to us too. This is not the process I desire for myself, but this is what God does to his people. From verse 13, I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. You see that in the Old Testament, burnt offering was something God preferred for sacrifice. They used lamb or cow and clean and pure animals for burnt offering. And they have to burn completely without leaving any parts unconsumed in fire. Remember the story of Eli's son who did not burn the offerings completely and asking people to give them the uncooked meat? And God killed them. So raw meat is not pleasing to God. It needs to be burned, tested, and refined. We'll encourage ministry work in the house of God, and I myself did many while I was going to another church. So if you give God a sacrifice, it has to be burned with the Holy Spirit fire backed by your prayer. When you preach a message, you always have to pray beforehand and ask God to give you what to speak. And if you do so, even if your message is ordinary, your message will be infused with the Holy Spirit, and the listeners will be encouraged and touched by the message. So when we help the ministry work, whether it is typing or other things, if you pray first and dedicate your spirit to your work, that is the kind of works that God is pleased to see. From verse 16. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. So God does not hear our prayer if you have iniquity in our heart. But if we repent our sins, and when our heart is pure, God hears our prayer. And you know, we strive to hear the voice of God, and in doing so, we are doing many works for the Lord, including some works that seem to be quite challenging to us. And if we ever think that, well, if I fail, that would be embarrassing, and that is because we have pride. But we have to set our pride aside, and we do the works for the Lord, for the sake of the Lord. For example, for publishing a book, we prayed much because we have never done that before. We didn't know anything about publishing. And our budget was limited, so when we prayed that the work would be done within the budget and also the book to be sold, not only at Christian bookstores, but also at regular bookstores. And as we kept praying, although there were some obstacles, in the end, our prayers were answered. The other day, I went to Kinokuniya bookstore in Shinjuku, and you know the big bookstore, and I searched for our book. And it was in the system, and also said that only a few books remain. So I went to the section that the computer showed me, but I could not find the book on the shelf. And I assumed that the remaining of the books were already sold. And I was really touched by the fact that our books were sold at a Kinokuniya bookstore, this famous big bookstore which has been around even since I was a kid. Many people helped me to publish the book, from editing, proofing, and all the way to design, but seeing the name of our book in the Kinokuniya bookstore system was very touching. And I really think that this is because of our prayer, because this book was self-published and printed by no-name company, and then still was selected by Kinokuniya bookstore to carry it. And it was all because of our prayer, I believe. God does not turn away our prayer. And as we know, no one in this church is extremely gifted or talented. We are all ordinary people, but as we pray, God hears our prayer, and God is watching what we do. And since we have more books coming up, we cannot be too relaxed about it, but I am very thankful for the first one, and now we know what to do for the second one. So, what we need to remember is this. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. If we are righteous, he hears our prayers. I assume that those who pay for the book would read our message that Japan was and still is under the rulership of God through the imperial family. So please remember that God uses ordinary people like you and me by hearing our prayers.